Have I told you what I call my sling?
No.
Whenever I put my sling on, I sing, "Hello, darkness, my old friend."
Because it's black, right?
Yeah. And also, like, it's my friend, but I hate it, too.
So. You know you have to wear it, but it's with you throughout all the things.
But when this episode comes out, might be my last day to have to wear it.
Really? Okay.
I mean, to have to wear it all the time.
I was about to say, is it like a retainer where you have to like wear it when you sleep or something?
I will probably still wear it when I sleep, and I will probably wear it when I'm out. But when I'm like at the house.
Just lounging about.
Or, you know, sitting down at the studio, then I probably will take it off. I've been not having it on all the time at home.
Anyway.
Yeah. Also, I got my headphones on by myself today.
Oh, that's so nice. You're just becoming more and more independent.
I know. I went to Sonic today, and I thought, am I going to have to get the car hop to open the passenger side door and put the drinks in the cup holders? But no, I was able to do it myself.
Hey, very nice.
You know. This is Be Createful, a podcast about finding fullness through creativity. I'm Joe.
And I'm Madison. And today on episode 84, yeah, 84, I'm limited.
That's not how it goes.
What? That's totally how it goes. I'm limited.
No, it's not. It's unlimited.
No, she talks about being limited with Glinda. So what we're talking about is in the Wicked musical, she's talking about like... She, because of the choices she has made in her up to this point,
I have to look it up because
it's true.
The words are together we're unlimited.
Yeah, together we're unlimited. But it's towards the end. I think it's in, what is it? For Good, that song. When they're parting ways, Elphaba has like led this riot against the government.
And she says she may not have been changed for the better, but she's been changed for good.
And she realizes that her choices up to this point have limited her, that she can no longer work with the wizard and she can no longer do what she needs to do.
Okay, you're right. It does say unlimited.
But
I thought it was unlimited.
She does mention that, I think, in Defying Gravity is where she talks about being unlimited, but that comes before this song. But she tells Glinda that she's going to be able to do what Elphaba cannot. Anyways, if you haven't heard of the musical Wicked, go listen to the soundtrack because it's bomb. And Elphaba at the beginning talks about being limited, which is what we're going to talk about today.
Well, yeah, but you really threw me for a loop because I did not think that that's what the lyrics were.
Yep. It's one of my favorite songs, For Good. It touches my heart because I share a very special relationship with my best female friend. And that was sang at our college graduation, and it just makes me think of her every time.
If I remember, I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
But since I don't take notes right now,
who knows?
I may or may not remember.
Yeah.
So I was looking up lyrics. You said what we're talking about, limitations and creativity.
We're talking about limitations and creativity. So I brought this up because I heard someone recently say that limitations can be the perfect circumstances that can lead to creative solutions, which normally when we're trying to think of creative solutions, you might think that you need a lot at your disposal. Creativity supposedly is like freeing. Typically, like when you think about creative solutions, you're thinking about having all of these things at your disposal, perhaps, or maybe thinking outside the box. And there's this air of like, you know, there's a lot of different things you could do.
I guess by nature, if you're thinking of thinking outside the box, then there's like a box, and then outside of the box is infinite
sureness,
like everything else.
Okay. However, in our imperfect world, we have limitations of all sorts of different types. But those very limitations can lead us to interesting and creative solutions.
Well, there's a saying that necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes.
And I think that it's the same thing. right? Like, it takes problem solving and creativity mm-hmm. to invent things. And what forces that to happen is needing something that we can't access or, you know.
Yeah.
So then I think, I don't know how you said your friend said it, but I think that limiting factors force problem solving, which in itself is creative process.
So I have an example for you in pop culture.
Okay.
Okay. So have you seen the first Indiana Jones movie? I hope that you have. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's...
I didn't know if there was like a prequel.
Oh, no. That was the there's first
only
movie.
Afters. There's only future ones.
Okay. There's only afters. I love that.
Yes.
Yes, there are only afters. And there is a new one coming out in 2023, if you can believe that.
Yeah, but isn't Indiana going to be a girl?
I don't know. Maybe. Not sure.
I had heard rumors.
All I saw was when I looked this up to make sure I had the right title. Anyways, so in Raiders of the Lost Ark, there's a scene where...
when the Nazis get their faces melted off.
Yeah, that one. Exactly. So Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones is like... he comes to this, he's in this marketplace, and this guy with a giant saber, like, flashes the saber around, and he's going to get ready to fight this guy. And, like, Indiana Jones gets this tired look on his face, and he's like, ugh. And then he pulls out a gun and just shoots him.
Mm-hmm.
Very iconic scene, very humorous. Well, that's not how it was supposed to go down. What had happened that day of shooting was Harrison Ford and a lot of the crew, they're in Tunisia. They had eaten some bad food for lunch.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And they had this, like, scene all choreographed and ready to go. He was going to, like, do this fancy, like, fighting and whatnot. And he was very ill. And this is the last day. Like, this was the only opportunity they were going to have to film it. And he's like, look, I'm ill. Half the crew is ill. What if Indy just pulls out a gun and shoots him and we can leave early? And... was the director? Was it like, the guy that did Star Wars, Lucas.
George Lucas.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, that'll work. And so they do.
Huh.
And I think it's a hilarious scene and probably one of the more iconic scenes for Indiana Jones, but it was totally improvised because of the limitations of there was a lot of people that were sick there and they didn't have another day to wait for people to get better.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up with an interesting scene that a lot of people love about Indiana Jones. So.
Yeah. I think a lot of times putting limits on things, well, it helps edit out the superfluous, right?
Like, sure.
So having a word count on a paper keeps you from just going on and on and on needlessly.
Yeah.
Or having a time, like limitations on your time, forces you to just get the work done too.
I think it's for this very reason that I find buffets rather unsatisfying because you have all of these choices that you can have. And so you end up maybe getting a little bit of everything or getting too much on your plate. And then you find out that there was one or two dishes that you actually wanted to eat from, but because you've already eaten all of the other things, you don't get to enjoy more of that.
All right. This surprises me, though, because you are all about, like, I just want to try new things.
Yes.
I just want to make something new. I just want to go somewhere new.
Yeah.
I would think you would like a buffet because you're getting to sample a lot of different things.
Which that's, I would say that's typically, like, that understanding of me is true. But the hallmark of, like, a good restaurant is that they've limited their menu.
Well, I don't think anyone is going to say a buffet is a good restaurant.
That's also true.
Like, you go to a buffet because you want a little bit of everything. Right.
Yeah. But if you're unfamiliar and you have all of these choices, you may make different choices than maybe, say, you would if you were sitting down and all of those choices were available to you, but you could only pick one or two.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think that... we've talked about this before, maybe in barriers of creativity or I don't know. Being overwhelmed by the scope of a project is something I know we've discussed a few times. And sometimes, well, all the time, you can impose limits on yourself to narrow down the scope and help deal with the overwhelm mm-hmm. of a project. So whether that is, like, right now I'm looking for kitchen tile. I've been looking for a while.
Yeah.
But, like, one limitation I'm giving myself, one way I'm narrowing down the field is price. I'm not going to be paying $4 a square foot.
No, ma'am. No,
thanks. So I am, like, filtering through what I'm even looking at because of price. I know maybe what color I want, you know? So you can impose those, your own filters, mm-hmm. if you will, on whatever the creative thing is that you're stuck on.
I often, speaking of price, that makes me think of Vincent Van Gogh when he was trying to paint. He didn't have a lot of money to spend on paint in particular. So he would end up winding colors of yarn. I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before. He would wind colors of yarn together to see how they would look against each other. Mm. And I think that led to influencing his style, because if you see his paintings, in a lot of ways, they look like almost stitches of yarn or chunks of color mm-hmm. almost woven together. And that's not something that he would have done if he had all the money in the world to buy that paint.
Right.
To explore. He had he had financial limitations that led to some of the greatest artwork that we've seen. So a lot of people would see, you know, money as being a really big limiting factor and maybe even feel discouraged about whatever pursuit that they're in. But it's just another limitation that if you flip it on its head, it might actually help you come up with something new or innovative.
Well, we know that as humans, we desire boundaries, right? Even though we think we want all this freedom and flexibility. Mm-hmm. But the limitations are really just putting some boundaries on your creativity. It doesn't mean you have to stay in them.
No.
Or like continue to be limited by them. But it does help you find a path at the beginning.
Exactly. For me, I found that helpful when I started getting into my cosplay hobby, because that can get very expensive very fast. But finding cheaper ways or DIY ways of doing things not only led me into some more like interesting like techniques and maybe even some other new hobbies, but it would also like kind of became part of the fun for me of like, How can I get around, you know, this is, I need to make this particular kind of belt. I could go on Etsy or commission someone to make this real leather belt, or I could figure out how to make something similar or look the same way on my own.
Well, the challenge becomes part of the fun and part exactly. of the process for you.
Yeah. So those limitations may not just, it may be part of the experience that makes it worthwhile for you.
Yeah. Well, when Madison first suggested that we talk about limitations, I was not thinking at all in this lane of like limitations can increase the creativity. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of physical limitations because I currently have one of not being able to use my right arm.
So has it led to some interesting
creativity
revelations? I don't know. Yeah.
No. I mean, because sometimes, like, I can't sew. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I can take this limitation and help it make my sewing better. Like, sometimes the limitations are actually great enough to keep you from doing something.
That's true. And that's something that we do need to recognize in this conversation, that there are going to be some limitations that just really impede whatever creative mm-hmm. pursuit that you are getting into. But we're trying to find ways in this conversation, we're trying to find ways, like different perspectives to take on limitations.
And if this was a permanent limitation, then I would have to find a way around it, right?
Like it's that mother of, you know, invention is the mother of necessity right, kind of thing.
But this is temporary, so it's just an annoying limitation.
Although we did have an interesting conversation either yesterday or the day before where we were trying to come up with a sort of art project or some sort mm-hmm. of creative project. And it led to some inspiration of, you know, not, you know, I can only draw this with my left hand. What would it look like if other people drew this with their left hand? Mm-hmm. And it led to some interesting conversation.
Well, because having to write or draw or whatever with my left hand, I can't have the same level like expectation of perfection or excellence that I have when I do something with my right hand. So in that sense, it has helped me let go. And I have been wanting to write with my left hand. Mm-hmm. Like when we were organizing our new shelves in our storage, we're putting sticky notes on the bins right now. But I said, I'll write it with my left hand.
I think you bring up, I can't remember what I was going to say. Because you were talking about how you wanted to write with your left hand.
Like it was just new. And it's almost like I could do it just for fun instead of like, oh, I need my handwriting to like look good.
Oh, so you said expectation. That's what sparked this thought. So if I had all the money in the world, I could make a perfectly accurate and exquisite cosplay for whatever character that I was making. Mm-hmm. But because I'm not, and oftentimes I'm trying to do it on a budget, my expectation of my cosplay is adjusted to fit my to fit my limitation. And so in that way, sometimes my limitations allow me to give grace for myself. Like, this is a side hobby. This is, you know, I don't do this for work. And as long as I'm having fun and I'm getting what I need to out of this, then it doesn't matter that it doesn't look like it's supposed to.
Right. Okay. I didn't prep this. I don't know. Maybe you did. Types of limitations. So you just named two. Yeah. Money.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another one would be experience. Like, you wouldn't expect the same in your beginning level sewing class. If you give them free reign of the scrap bucket,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to come up with something that like a level three is going to come up with. So money and experience. Do you have any?
Time.
Time. That was going to be the next one I rattled off.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that's going to be a lot for our listeners. That'll be the one for a lot of our listeners where it's like, I just don't have a lot of time for this.
Knowledge. Maybe that goes with experience, but I think it's also kind of different because I can have a lot of experience sewing, but my knowledge around the subject might be quite limited to like quilting or something.
This may sound weird, but I'm thinking like opportunity, like the opportunities that I'm presented with to like make clothing or do alterations may not be the things that I like really truly want to work on, but it's the kind of work that I want to get to, it's in the same vein of what I want to do. Okay. Someone's not going to come to me and ask me to make them a full-on cosplay, at least not yet. Instead, I have people coming to me with their wedding dresses or like costumes for a play or things like that.
Yeah. So that is specifically looking at your creativity like as a side hustle.
Yeah. But I think like you may have limited opportunities to practice your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this thing, you know, this Comic-Con only happens once a year, or this event only happens this time. So this will be the time that I can show off, practice, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Supplies?
Oh, yeah. Resources.
Resources.
So maybe you don't live in a big town and you have to plan out what resources you have, or, you know, you may not have access to Amazon or they may not have what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of have to work around that.
Space.
Oh, girl. I feel that one. I'm writing these down because these are really good. Yeah. Space. And what was the other one that we said?
Time.
Space. Time.
Continuum.
And resources. Space, time, continuum. It's all wibbly wobbly. Yeah, sometimes you don't have enough space in your house to do what you want to do.
Sometimes this is
or a space big one. On your computer, for that matter.
This is a big one for me. Is motivation or like just the will, the drive.
What did we talk about in our previous podcast about how it's a gamble on your energy?
Yes, creativity.
Yeah, because sometimes you just don't have the motivation to do what you want to do,
or if you know. You only have so much energy, and if other things are demanding it, then if creativity is not at the forefront of that, then it's zapped by the time you get to the time or whatever to be creative.
Let me tell you that, that last one about motivation and energy, when you're like getting towards the end of a project and you're really burning out and you're just like, I just need a quick fix for this. It doesn't have to be perfect. I just need to get this done. And then you, maybe you find a quick hack that works or something and you're like, oh, I'm so glad that I did that instead of whatever else you had planned. That's some of my favorites.
That seems like a garment sewing situation.
Yeah, I have to say that I'm having a few flashbacks of having to go back to something where I was like, oh, I really need a quick fix for this. What can I do?
Yeah. Because that's not something that I have come across much.
Well,
I mean, we all know I don't hem things. So,
well, I think about it like when we were doing our birthday party or maybe when we are doing something big for like our window where it's like, all right, it's getting down to the last few bits. We have all of this to do. What are we, you know, like, what can we do to get this done? And just get it done.
Right.
I think limitations, and I wrote down why limitations are good. Limitations force you to get down to what's important.
Yes.
So if it's resources, it helps you to decide what you're willing to, what you need to get your hands on. If it's money, it's what you're willing to spend your money, your time on, all of that. And then everything that is just kind of like the little extras that would be nice, it kind of like gets, you know, kind of scrapes that off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I like about limitations is it's like, all right, this part's important. I'm going to focus on that. And it kind of,
well, we've all like read books that needed a better editor, right?
It was a little fluffy, little padded out.
Yes. The getting rid of the excess actually enhances the creativity. And maybe excess and limitations are just, maybe they're the same thing. Different sides of the same coin. Maybe they're two separate coins altogether. I don't know. But I do think that they are connected in some way.
So you said limitations and
excess.
Like
sometimes a project is better because you don't do too much on it. Now, is it that you didn't overdo it because you were limited or because you had restraint? Because you showed restraint. See, like some of it seems like an external force. The limitations seem external, whereas restraint or having the foresight, the wherewithal to get rid of the excess seems like it's coming from the inside, from you.
Yes. It makes me think of a quote by Coco Chanel where she said that before you walk out of the house, take off the last thing that you put on so that it, you know, this idea that...
Oh, I didn't know it was to take off the last thing you put on. I thought it was just take one thing off.
Oh, well, yeah. Same thing. Well, kind of.
No, not the same thing. It might be the first thing you put on.
So when I'm thinking about the last things that you put on, they're typically accessories. So that's why I was thinking that that's what that quote was. Because what if the last thing you put on... Or, yeah, it could have been a shirt, but hopefully it's not. Hopefully you're fully clothed.
Right, but it would not necessarily be the last
one thing. Leave it at home because it makes you look more chic, right? It simplifies things. And I think that's what limitations helps you to do. I think Steve Jobs was famous for talking about the design of the iPhone. He's like, it needs to be like this. And the engineers were like, I don't know if we can make that happen. He's like, no, here's what I need. Here are your limitations. It needs to do this, this, and this. Make it happen. And he came up with this sort of revolutionary, very easy to use, and it has a very like slim and no frills design. I mean, it
sure is expensive for no frills.
Yeah. Just because something has a lot of, you know, limitations on it or it has very like simplistic design does not mean that it was simple to design.
Well, and simple is actually harder to design for all the things we're talking about. You said something that made me think of something. Now I forgot what it was.
I do like this tune though. That was nice.
I don't know what I was going to say. So sometimes if we're talking about how limitations actually help improve and hone our creativity, then there could be benefit in self-imposing some limitations. Mm-hmm. So like I was using the word restraint, but you have given me challenges before when it's come to, you know, picking fabrics, because we're making quilt samples all the time. Mm-hmm. So we're always having to, you know, pick out new fabrics. And so Madison will give me a little challenge to help limit all of the fabrics I can choose from and push me out of my comfort zone.
Yes, that was actually the second thing that I wrote down for why limitations are good. It pushes you out of your comfort zone and it provides you with an opportunity to grow.
Mm-hmm. What was the first thing?
It helps you to focus on what's important.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a few times where I've been limited on something and I'm like, oh, I've never really tried this before. Like when I was building armor, I was like, oh, this isn't really my wheelhouse. But it allowed me an opportunity to learn and grow in a way that I didn't know that I could. And that's a lot of what we see here at Make Do, is we are getting people pushed out of their comfort zone, into giving them an opportunity to try something new. And they're better for it. Because I do truly believe that stepping outside of your comfort zone is good for you.
Yes. Yeah.
And sometimes your limitations kind of force you out of that.
I think we have a podcast episode on being uncomfortable and why that's good.
So go back and see that one.
Sometimes I feel like we have the same conversations over and over.
Well, because
it's all connected.
It's all creativity connects all of this. And a lot of we talk about life. There's a lot of things in life that are all interwoven and connected with each other. You pull on one string and you tug on a whole section.
Yes. And it all boils down to very little, like a lot of the same things, you know,
which in some ways is great that life can be simplified down into these, you know, these simple principles. But simple, again, does not mean that it's easy.
No.
Okay. So my next one is limitations are good because you're able to come to a solution or a product that is different or better than what you had originally thought. So let's say, like hypothetically, when I had given you the challenge of coming up with a quilt that had no blue in it, mm-hmm. you might think this quilt would have been better if it had blue in it.
Which is probably true.
Which you think probably could have been true. But let's say after you've made that quilt, you're like, oh, this is a great quilt. Mm-hmm. It didn't need blue. It looks great. Or maybe it would be worse off if it had blue. But you wouldn't have known that if you hadn't stepped outside your mm-hmm. comfort zone.
Also, I had already made a quilt with no blue, but Madison didn't know because it wasn't out.
Yeah, I hadn't found it yet. Which it is. A lovely quilt. Mm-hmm. A lovely pink and green quilt. Very good job.
But it does still have green, which is very next to blue.
Always got a nitpick. All
right.
Well,
I mean, that green is still cool in my comfort zone.
Yeah. Oh, green is in your mm-hmm. comfort zone. Hmm.
It'd be hard for me to make like a sunrise quilt.
I don't know, I though.
Like you've all made, warm colors.
You have made basically a monochrome pink quilt before.
Oh, yeah, I did. Because I challenged myself. That's before you even came along.
See? My last one is limitations challenge the idea of what... Oh, hang on. I wrote sideways. Give me a sec. Okay. Challenges the ideas of what we thought, of how we thought that things were supposed to be like. So.
Wait, what was the third one?
Come to a solution or product that is different or better than what you thought.
Okay. And then what's this one?
I guess it kind of goes in the same vein. Challenges ideas of what you thought things were supposed to be like. So okay. You think that, so maybe you thought that quilts could only be good if there were blue in them. Well, making a quilt without blue can challenge that idea for you. Mm-hmm. Stepping outside of your comfort zone. I guess that's kind of what it all boils down to. Yeah. But
sorry, I was like, wait, didn't we just talk about this? But it is a little nuanced.
Yeah. But again, it's just some limitations allows us to step outside of mindsets that, you know, we wouldn't have otherwise. Mm-hmm. It's sort of an external force that pushes you into new territory.
The book series I'm obsessed with right now that I'm reading
yes.
is called The Throne of Glass series. Anyway, it's fantasy. And it's in a land that has magic. But like at the time of the story, magic has been gone from the land for 10 years. So people who were reliant on their magic now no longer have it.
Ooh.
And so it's not so much about the magic at the beginning because magic doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So anyway, they have to learn how to like actually use a sword because you can't just fight with your fire or your wind your fireball or your water or whatever. Yeah. So
is all the magic based on elements?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not like Harry Potter magic.
No, it makes me think of Avatar The Last Airbender where everyone like either has like they can work with earth or fire, water, wind.
Yeah, like Captain Planet. Did you ever watch Captain Planet?
I did not.
Oh,
the song. It's a little bit before my time.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, it was on when I was little, but I don't know that they were still making it. Mm-hmm. But the song was Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. And all the bad guys were like polluting the earth.
Oh.
In major ways.
Wow.
Very prophetic.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I'm so glad that that's not real.
No. They definitely, that's probably why it's not still on anymore, because all the corporations were like, you can't be teaching kids that we are bad. Get this off the air.
Yeah.
But anyway, they had earth, wind, water, fire, heart. And then it was, with our powers combined, here's Captain Planet.
Oh my goodness.
I've
seen like memes and stuff with them in it, but not anything else. Oh my goodness.
And they had, I think they had a kid from each continent.
Oh, that's cool.
To make Captain Planet.
Oh, they all like come together into one person?
No. I'm not explaining it well.
Oh.
They have rings.
Okay.
Okay. So like the Earth has a ring. Mm-hmm. Water has a ring, and they put their rings, when they say their element, they put their ring up, and then Captain Planet, it like calls Captain Planet. It doesn't become Captain Planet.
Oh, gotcha.
But I guess there's has to be one person from each continent because it's the planet. Because
it's the whole world.
Yeah.
How nice.
But they don't, I don't think that they like reside in their continent.
Okay.
They like go, they travel as a team.
Oh, how nice. Friendship, defeating pollution. Very cool.
Yeah.
So I think coming back to limitations, I think you might have something interesting to say on this with home DIY.
Okay.
Because, I mean, if you could do anything with home DIY, like how would you be able to decide what you were going to be doing or
guess it's like that. Why would I even do the DIY myself anyway? Like the reason I'm even doing it is a limitation called money.
Yes.
And then like the limitations I have personally with DIY is tools. Mm-hmm. So like either using the tools I already own or being able to borrow it from someone because I also have limited space. So it's not like I can have a shop with all these tools. I'm also only one person. So that is quite limiting in my DIY is that sometimes you just need an extra set of hands.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm limited because I only have one.
Man, you are very limited in that respect.
When I went to get my hair cut last week, Ben said, so are you working on any DIY projects at your house? And I just looked at him. I said, not currently, no.
You just look at your arm and be like, dude, I can do nothing right now.
Yeah. So then I'm also limited to like what kind of supplies I can get or what's in my budget.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the things we listed.
Yeah. It's just so interesting, like, how we will put on our own, put limitations on ourselves, or, like, part of the fun of whatever we are doing happens to be because, oh, well, I don't want to spend a lot of money in this, or I don't want to spend a lot of time on this.
But also, specifically with home DIY, the other side, the self-imposed limitations, the restraint is important, too, in the sense that you need to have a plan going forward. Like a color palette for your home or a design style that you're kind of sticking with so that your home feels cohesive. Otherwise, it's just going to feel mix, match, like piecemeal together, you know?
I really like that you said that because now, I guess, now that I'm thinking about it, color palettes, design styles, even like materials that you want to use, all of that is self-imposed limitations. Mm-hmm. But people gladly put that on themselves because it does make things simpler, because it takes out the necessity for a lot of choice. I mean, we live in, we live in a country where we have so much access to so many different things. You can almost have like, what is it, like choice paralysis, where you're like, I don't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. What do I need to do? Yeah. That's really cool. I never thought about it like that.
Or when someone doesn't limit themselves, that's when their DIY might feel a little chaotic.
You know, I kind of think about those eccentric, like, millionaires and billionaires who just, like, they have no limitations, so they just do lots of crazy things. Mm. Like, just buying random things or, you know, creating maybe a rocket to go somewhere. But just because they can.
Yeah.
It kind of lacks, it lacks, like, drive and purpose, it seems like. When you have no limitations, you don't have that, like, okay, well, what's important? You can just, well, if I like it, then I can have it. Mm-hmm. And so your only limitation is, do I want to bother with it at all?
Mm-hmm. And then once you're done with it, you move on.
Exactly. Yeah. Seems rather uninspired. Hmm. Well, this is going to be a rather short episode.
I know. I felt a little limited in my thoughts on it.
Well, let us not pad out anything that we...
I'm feeling really tired today.
Well, you had PT, right?
Yeah, but like at 10.
It's a little bit later in the afternoon. We typically record a little bit before this in the day, so maybe
I don't even remember when we used... Didn't we used to record in the mornings?
Mm-hmm. We sure did.
I don't even remember. We used to record on Friday mornings, right? Yes. But then we started itty bitty, so we couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah. So,
and now we can't record in the mornings because I have PT.
Yep.
Yeah.
So here we are in our afternoon, limited by what we can do, making the most of what we got.
Yeah, we're limited by our afternoon slump. Oh, yeah, we do usually record in the morning because usually I'm drinking coffee.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's all coming back to me now. I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Sorry, all my mind can think about is my book.
So I guess to just give y'all a little something to like walk away with.
Yeah.
Limitations are about perspective. They can be good if you choose to see them in a light that allows you to express and use your creativity. I think there are some limitations that, you know, really do kind of quash. Like if you have zero time, then yes, you probably won't be able to get done what you want to get done. But most limitations can lead to some pretty interesting products and opportunities. You just kind of have to look at them a different way.
Well, and I don't know if we talked about it this way, but it's all about priorities, right? Mm-hmm. So back to time, if you have limited time, if creativity is important to you, then you have to figure out how to make it a priority and make some time mm-hmm. for it. Because time is actually one of the things that we have some power over.
Yes.
Like your physical space, maybe you can't change mm-hmm. very much, but you can make some changes to your time.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Do you have anything that the people need to know about limitation?
I forgot it. Just in light of my physical limitations, mm-hmm. I think that letting go of not just perfection, but any sort of benchmark of excellence is important within certain limitations. And getting back to doing things just because that brings you joy and just for the fun of it, and remembering that not everything has to be shared. Like not everything has to be so good that you're going to post it on Instagram. Like I haven't been posting pictures of my left-handed writing, you know,
yes.
But it's been a fun little experiment for me to remember what it's like to be a first grader.
Yeah. So easing up on those expectations have allowed you to just kind of enjoy.
Yeah. Especially when, if the limitations that you're dealing with are temporary, then just find different ways to kind of get that creativity out of your body, in a way that doesn't have to be permanent. And it doesn't have to be the way that you always engage with it. I'll be able to sew again. Mm-hmm. I'll be able to write with my right hand again at yes. some point. So nothing that is right now is permanent for me.
Fair. I love that.
Okay.
Good work.
Thanks.
What is your sour or sweet, whatever you want to start first, with?
Because I haven't thought of them.
Oh, okay. My sweet, wow, I really need to write better, people. You'd think I'm writing with my left hand, but alas, that's Joe's job. Oh, okay. So I spent some time with my lovely
cousin. Wait, is this your sweet or sour?
It's my sweet.
Okay.
I spent some time with a lovely cousin of mine, and she said that when she grows up, she wants to be me.
Even though she's older than you, right?
Even though she's older than me. And that made me so happy. I appreciate that a lot.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That is sweet, sweet.
Very sweet.
I guess my sweet is that I'm finally seeing some progress with my shoulder.
Ooh, how so?
Well, like, I think I already said this. I pulled up my hair by myself.
All right.
What else did I do today? Oh, yeah, I went to Sonic and could put the drinks in. Like, I'm just starting to feel a little bit more independent isn't the right word because I've been by myself for a couple of weeks. But yeah. Just like,
I saw you like shaping your nails the other day and like doing them. I know you've been doing your nails, but like you were really like giving yourself an actual manicure, like with filing and doing all that business.
Yeah. So the more time I can spend out on my sling, just the more I can, the more freedom I feel like I have. So that's my sweet.
Excellent. Less limitations. How exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's my sour.
Okay.
Comic-Con is this weekend. That's not the whole sour. That's great. The problem is I'm making a little puppet friend to go along with my cosplay. I know.
Naturally.
I'm ridiculous, but this is just how I am, people. And it's not done. And I thought I had the resources that I needed to make this little rat friend. It's a rat. And I don't. So I'm going to have to figure out other ways to finish making him in time, hopefully.
If the rat isn't there.
Yeah.
Does it ruin it?
It wouldn't ruin my costume, okay. But it would bring me much less joy.
Right.
I would say about at least 25% of the joy from this costume is the rat puppet.
Yeah.
But I do have the consolation of even though if I don't get it done for the con in time, I'll still have Halloween so I can creep the little kitties out.
Are you being the same for Halloween as you are for Comic-Con? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to do that to myself this year, make two
different
ones.
You're going to be way ahead then.
I know. It's going to be fabulous.
Because usually it's like the week of Halloween, you're still...
I'm still crunch time doing stuff. Nah. It's going to be great this year. I'm going to enjoy all of the Halloweeniness, soak it all up. It's going to be great.
We'll see, because I think you might miss
the crunch time. Mm-hmm. I might. I have other costumes that I want to spruce up that I've been meaning to return back to. And I might do that during Halloween just to get those feelings back again.
Yeah.
But without the pressure.
Right.
So that'll be nice.
Let's see.
What's your sour?
Do I have a sour? I don't know. I guess not.
That's exciting.
I mean, good. I would like to be able to sleep in my bed.
Oh, you're still sleeping on the, or like couch. Upright?
Yeah. Ugh. And I really want to sew with our Christmas fabric and like our Halloween fabric.
Ooh, man. That was another limitation that we were talking about earlier. We wanted to find projects to like really showcase our fabric.
Oh, uh-huh.
But some of our fabric has such a large scale, so we'll have to come up with something cool.
Yeah, well, my limitation is just like time and not being able to play around with it.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you learning? Anything?
I am. I'm learning how to style synthetic wigs.
Oh.
So typically when I'm styling a wig, I'm making it look pretty and I can just use the typical, like, how I would style human hair. Uh-huh. But my character is undead, so I kind of need to, I had to figure out how to kind of distress a wig and make it look like natural hair that's only been washed and not styled.
Uh-huh.
But because it's synthetic, I can't just like, oh, I'm just going to wash it and shampoo it and it'll go back to its natural wave.
Yeah.
Because it's made out of plastic. So I had to figure out a way to make it look like it had like a natural sort of wave pattern or curl pattern, which I did.
Well,
yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, I try.
What am I learning? What have I been saying the last few weeks? Like that my value is not connected to my productivity.
Keep learning that.
Yeah. Well, now I'm learning how to, like have some moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so much all or nothing, like all in on work or all out on work. And I can't do that right now. So I'm having to just do a little work and mm-hmm. then stop and then do a little work and stop. So
moderation's difficult.
It is. Yeah. I did not have moderation when it came to eating the cinnamon rolls that someone brought me yesterday.
What? Someone brought you cinnamon rolls?
Yeah, I already ate them all. Oh. I was going to bring you one and then.
Can then you describe them to me?
So I need they to know. Were, she said they were just grands, like just from a can.
Okay.
But TikTok taught her to pour heavy cream on them. And I don't know if you do it before they bake or after. I don't know when you pour the cream on, but it like makes them get all swollen and delicious.
And do they put icing on top mm-hmm. even after that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. You add heavy cream to anything.
So yeah. I'm assuming you add it before you bake them.
Okay. Speaking of crazy excellent food, I need to tell you and our listeners this experience I had this weekend. I went to a family birthday party and we roasted a whole pig. The whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't expect for the pictures to gross me out as much as they did.
Like the head is still on,
yeah,
all that
it was
business.
Creepy. Like I know I've seen that before, but
yeah,
knowing that it actually, I don't know
it. Yeah, it was
something
like,
about it.
You know those stereotypical ideas of like what a Hawaiian luau looks like with the whole pig. Yeah, it was basically that, except they're like, yeah, we were really concerned that the pig would dry out. So we layered in like a ton of sausage and like 4 or 5 packs of bacon on top. And then just for good measure, we basted it with 16 sticks of butter.
Did it still have the skin on it?
Only, yes, on the outside. And the way that...
How did you eat it?
So, all right. I don't want to get too graphic, but basically it's split up the middle.
Uh-huh.
And you know how like an avocado, it has skin on it, but you can like scoop the stuff from the inside?
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works on the pig.
Interesting. So did they have someone like carving it up and serving it? Or you went up with a ice cream scoop and like
just
got scooped your own pig out?
The people who were serving it was just tongs. It had been like roasted for so long and at such low heat that it was like very, very tender. So you could just like basically pick up the meat and put it on their plate.
Did they cook it in a big, big green egg?
I would have loved to have seen big green egg like that.
Or did they cook it in the ground?
I think
like in the stereotypical.
I imagine it probably would have been on like a smoker or something like that. It was a sight to behold.
Yes.
And
it didn't have an apple in its mouth, did it?
It did.
Oh, and they had a hat on.
And it had a hat on. They didn't pre-roast the hat. It was fresh on the pig. I was a little disturbed because they're like, yeah, we can tell you what it was named. And I was like, nope, I don't want to know. Don't tell me what the pig's name was.
No. Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah. Maybe some limitations would have helped out in the cooking of that pig, but who knows?
What limitations? Like you can only use 10
10 sticks of butter instead of 16? Who knows? But it was... Oh, I'm going to be telling that story for a long time.
Sorry, I'm yawning. I'm really tired. I don't know if I'm even going to be able to make it home.
Oh, man. Well, it sounds like it's time for us to go.
It's our limitations, my energy.
We've hit our limit, so...
Oh, yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Okay, have a good week. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you to my dear, dear friend Craig Hudson for our very createful theme music. You can hear more of Craig's music on Spotify under Craig Hudson. That's Hudson with a T. Or you can just click on the link in the show notes. Also, be sure to connect with Make Do on Instagram at Make Do Create or on Facebook at Make Do Cersei. And visit our website, makedocreate.org, for upcoming classes, show notes, to order a face mask, lots of things. We'll be back here with another episode next Monday. Have a good week, y'all.